We're joined right now by somebody who covers the Lakers and the NBA for the LA Times. He was a panelist on our daily TV show back in the day. He is the owner of a Bill Belichick football card. He is Dan Wojcicki. Dan, what's going on? How are you?
Jim, I am a very proud owner of that Bill Belichick football card. I want to make sure that gets in there, too. It was a good, on my way back from the Hall of Fame, I stopped in Chicago quick to see my parents, just like a post-vaccination celebration. And I'm digging through a mountain of trading cards because, the market is so hot right now. Not only did I find a Bill Belichick, I also found a En Vogue and Fleetwood Mac set of trading cards as well. So I'm coming home a very rich man.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like you were mining for gold, and look what you found, man. That's absolutely incredible. Right. So are you going to retire?
I don't do this for the money anyway, Jim.
Of course
I don't tell
not.
My bosses I said that, but this is all for the love anyway.
See, Dan, the thing is, whenever somebody says it's not about the money, it's about one thing, the money, except for you. I believe you. I know it's not about the money. All right, so let me ask you this. You got a piece in the LA Times today. You made the point that the Lakers really never had control of their season. Lay that out for me. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I think, they were a team where they kind of – they thought they'd be starting in January, late January. I think, after MLK Day, like a lot of NBA teams, and there were, this isn't to make excuses for them, but there were circumstances from that point on that kind of never really enabled them to reach their full potential. And some of those circumstances were completely out of their control, organizationally speaking, at least, right? Like Anthony Davis, starting very slowly after playing so well at the end of the season, had a real clear sort of, I thought at least an MVP window this year. And he wasn't up for it, and obviously not even close to winning that award. You have kind of a free play with Solomon Hill and LeBron James. You make that Andre Drummond trade and he's here for a day and he loses a toenail and then he's missing games. And Schroeder and the COVID protocols twice. It was they were always reactionary to everything. And so to me, it made perfect sense that as, kind of the will they or won't they, in terms of them making the play-in tournament, they had nothing to do with deciding that either. They needed help. And, we'll see now as they kind of play uphill for the entirety of the playoffs if they're able to pull this off. But, that they were never really able to grab the season's destiny so far kind of by the horns. And this will be their, I guess, a chance to do it. They're sort of healthy.
Dan Wojcicki is joining us. So, Dan, what do you think about that? They are sort of healthy, and they're starting to sort of gel. I hear exactly what they're saying. I'm listening to what's coming out of their mouths. But what do you think they're actually thinking? For instance, what's your sense as to how concerned they are about having to go up against Golden State in the play-in game?
I mean, they should have a healthy fear. I think if they were playing Golden State in a five-game series or a seven-game series, I don't think they should be even a little bit afraid. But, I mean, is there, not to mix sports metaphors, is there, like, a better knockout puncher in the NBA than Steph Curry? Like, just a guy who could just, like, I mean, he could score 60 points. And, I mean, that's reasonable. It's not like some just, like, total, like, well, anything can happen, 60 points. It's, like, it's pretty easy to talk yourself. I mean, he just had 46, in a win yesterday. So, that's scary. It should be scary. Now, look, they'll be favored. They're at home. They'll be at home. They have a little bit of a safety net, even if they lose. But, to me, yeah, I mean, they're frightening. I mean, really, if we're being honest, right, the only other more frightening team they could probably see in the play-in tournament is the Lakers, which is why it's kind of a fun matchup, right, is that you do have – not only a healthy Lakers team, but, one that should be at least moderately fresh, after Anthony Davis and LeBron James got big chunks of time off during the regular season. They don't have a lot of chemistry. They certainly don't have any on-court continuity, but they've got more talent than maybe anybody else in the Western Conference. And so, I mean, we saw it yesterday. It certainly seemed like a lot of teams were kind of doing what they could to make sure that they would avoid the Lakers. And so we should be cognizant of that when we talk about, you know, how afraid teams are and stuff like that, or how afraid the Lakers should be of the Warriors. I mean, everybody's pretty afraid of the Lakers, it seems like. But, I don't know, standing across like Steph Curry, like that would make me nervous.
For sure. I think you made a great point when you say, hey, look, it's not unreasonable to think this guy could get 60. That's not just something you throw out there. I mean, he could get 60. I'm looking at the line right now. It's kind of curious. Lakers are -4.5. So let me ask you this. If you had to call your shot right now, Dan, who's coming out of the West and who's coming out of the East?
Oh, my God. I know. I wish I had a good answer for you. And I think that's honestly like kind of the exciting part of this postseason. Is that, like, to me, you can make really good arguments. I mean, I think, like, without, like, getting, like, I think maybe Utah in the West, that, and the argument for Utah is that, like, we've got 72 games worth of data. You know, they've been really good. And but, look, they've got their questions, too. You know, Donovan Mitchell needs to come back. He needs to prove that he's healthy. They don't really have a chance without him. But that offense has been great. We know, obviously, the defensive sort of pedigree and like, this is such a weird season, so why not have kind of like a weird team be the crew that represents it? I think it's Brooklyn in the East. You know, I really truly believe in talent, which is why I'm tempted to say the Lakers, honestly, is that you just kind of roll with whoever's got the most talent. It's really the West in particular is, I mean, you can make in my mind like pretty much compelling arguments for, you know, the Suns. Yeah, the Clippers, it's hard to see Denver with the Jamal Murray injury, but, I mean, I could talk myself into Portland. You know, I could talk myself into Luka Doncic getting hot for, you know, 4 weeks and carrying a team. I could talk myself into Lakers figuring it out. I'm sure I missed somebody, but it's the Western Conference to me, it's as level as it's been in a long time, and that's why I'm really looking forward to the next month or so, just because I think we'll finally get answers to questions that I've had since, you know, probably January.
I think it's all reasonable. And before you go, Dan, the weekend was not only about seeding for the playoffs, it was also the newest class being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. You were in Kentucky for that. Obviously, Kobe Bryant was inducted, but was a huge part of the weekend without being there. What do you make of how that was handled?
I thought it was well done. You know, it's, you know, being in the room, while that happened, you hear it in Kevin Garnett. Like, I heard it with Tamika Catchings and really heard it with Tim Duncan. As you hear people talk about, like, it's their life's work, you know, and Jim, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, I mean, it's proud. It's your life's work that you're kind of digesting and you're reflecting upon. And, you know, there was a lot of emotion in that. I think because, I mean, it was a little awkward, and you know, sad because you're sad that Kobe Bryant is not here for those things. You're sad that he wasn't there to give a speech. You know, whether it was to go like full MJ and just nuke like anybody who's ever been sort of an enemy or anything like that, or you know, to kind of be gregarious and self-facing. Like I don't know. I think you would have done well with it. But it's, you know, you want that moment to be a celebration and obviously because of the tragedy, which for most, like for me at least, you know, I haven't covered it. Most of the time, like that tragedy has felt like kind of a long time ago. It felt very recent, I would say this weekend still, like kind of seeing everybody together and seeing kind of how that wound is still so open for so many people, that kind of made it difficult to navigate, but it was a nice event you know, and I think having never covered one before, it was cool to be in the room. I could watch Tim Duncan talk to about Greg Popovich forever. Like, that was great. And like I said, I thought Tamika Catchings was awesome. It was nice.
I could watch Tim Duncan talk about anybody forever, because that would be great, because he rarely spoke when he played, right? Whatever this guy wants to talk about, I'm into.
It all feels so new. Yeah, no, you're right.
Dan Wojcicki covering the Lakers and the NBA for the LA Times, a panelist on our daily TV show back in the day. That's when I got to know him, and I knew that he would end up doing what he's doing right now, just killing it. And the owner of a Bill Belichick football card. Hey, man, don't lose that thing. You're holding a lottery ticket. Take care of that thing, Dan.
I'm waiting for the card grading system to come back open. I want to make sure that's a gem in 10. That's
nice job.
Hope.
Nice job. Safe travels, my man. Talk to you soon. Dan Wojcicki joining us, and that's hour number one. All right, so we're setting up hour number two, 1-800-636-8686. Your thoughts on anything you just heard.